Thank you very much. I'm glad everybody's seated. I always thought about being a priest, though. I'd like to thank once again Chancellor Cook for your gracious hospitality at my alma mater. It's a place I love dearly. The Honorable Judge Leslie Graves, we grew up together. She used to hang around the neighbors, the Carmody's, down the street from us, and I knew her from those days. And what's sentimental for me is her mother and my father served in the city council together under the change of form of government. So I appreciate her taking part. And again, everybody in attendance, those viewing and those listening, we appreciate you sharing in our inaugural ceremony. It means a lot to us and city council. Choosing to be a public servant requires strong commitment. It is a commitment that takes away time from one's family. However, the greatest gift you can give someone is your time, because when you give your time, you are giving a portion of yourself that you will never get back. With that, I would like to thank former Alderman Frank Edwards, Gail Simpson, Sam Cammon, Steve Dove, Jim McDonough, and the Honorable Celia Tumulty, City Clerk, for their time, dedication, and service to improve our government and our community. Thank you very much. At this time, I ask Mayor J. Michael Houston, he'll always be mayor to me, and his lovely wife, Carolyn, to step forward and be recognized. They thought they'd get off that easy. I'd like to have you come up here just for a brief moment. I'd like to thank you for your tireless sacrifices and commitment to make Springfield a better place. What we have is a small token of appreciation. We please accept this first edition print of Downtown Springfield by artist William Crook as a small token of Springfield's appreciation for your sacrifices and dedication you have given the city in moving us forward. Thank you very much. I'd also like to recognize my mother, Mary, also known as Midge. She's in the front row here. And my father, former Mayor Ozzie Langfelder, he's back in the cheap seats, I think, for your lifetime of guidance that made my success in lifetime or in my life possible today. I really appreciate it. As my parents have always said many times, they're blessed with 13 children. And it's not often that we all get together, but I believe they are all here if my account is correct. So I'd like them to stand up and be recognized, all my brothers and sisters. To my wife, Billy, thank you for the many sacrifices you have made. I proudly acknowledge you are the wind beneath my wings. And First Lady of Springfield, I love you with all my heart. And to my children, Justin, Ryan, and Lauren, always remember, believe in yourself, persevere, help others, and you will accomplish much in life. Aren't you glad I didn't have 13 children? That was short. On behalf of Treasurer Misty Buescher, City Clerk Frank Lesko, and our distinguished City Council members, we thank the voters of Springfield, the countless volunteers and family members of all candidates and elected officials for making our community strive to be the very best. My entire life is built on the importance of family and community. Springfield is a great city, but together we can make it greater. We must learn from our past and build on our strengths so Springfield will be the model city. Springfield is blessed to be the home of the greatest president that epitomized public service, Abraham Lincoln. As your elected city officials, we are here to serve you. As a new city council, we will do our best to emulate what President Lincoln preached and is a sentiment that is echoed in classrooms across America today. Government of the people, by the people, for the people. Our community is like a family. When one is suffering, we all suffer. To ensure that Springfield can reach its fullest potential economically, educationally, and recreationally, we must work together so all areas of our community thrive. As mayor, I will work with each alderman, residents, businesses, and other entities to identify issues, solutions, and prioritize projects for the betterment of all Springfield. As your mayor, my number one priority is to stabilize and protect the people of Springfield's utility, City Water, Light, and Power. The mission of CWLP is to provide affordable electric and water rates for the citizens of Springfield. Stabilizing and making CWLP rates competitive will enable Springfield to once again use CWLP as an economic driver for targeted development areas. We need to efficiently maximize our resources like CWLP's fiber optic cable system and provide Wi-Fi downtown. We need to provide for our children's foreseeable future with a reliable backup water supply to not only provide for the essential of living, but also operate our power plant, spur economic development, and recreational uses. Working with the City Council, CWLP management, and staff, we will protect our utility and community by solving our city's prolonged challenges. We will control City Water, Light, and Power's financial destiny through open communication, transparency, and striking the proper balance so CWLP and city corporate operations work together instead of against each other. We need to remember that we are one city operation with the primary goal of serving the public and doing what is best for Springfield. Thank you very much. And that was not a relative. I look forward to working with City Clerk Lesko and Treasurer Busher to expand online services and streamline processes. Together, we will ensure that information is readily available. Whenever possible, we will provide public information without having to file a FOIA request and reduce bureaucracy. With the help of our dedicated city employees, we will go through each department and determine ways we can operate more efficiently and streamline processes to better serve the public. As your mayor, I am not going to worry about getting the credit. I'm going to worry about getting the job done and doing what is best for Springfield. I will use my influence to bring groups together so we can address our community's challenges facing our community as one voice. With the collective mindset of doing what is best for Springfield and the sincere input and support of the public and City Council, we will have a city government of the people, by the people, for the people, and we will make Springfield the model city for all families to thrive. Thank you very much.